This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin feels more like winter than it has in years. The weather's been colder than normal, and big storms have dumped a lot of snow on the state.
That's boosted winter businesses and events that have struggled with recent warm winters. As Danielle Kading reports, they're adapting to warmer and wetter winters due to climate change.
Thousands of people are trekking several miles across frozen Lake Superior for their first chance in more than a decade to visit the spectacular ice caves within the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore.
It's something you don't see anywhere else, I feel like.
That's Kayla Durheim. She, her husband Brian, and their three kids made the trek from Duluth. Before they had kids, the couple last visited in 2014 when the caves went viral on social media and drew around 138,000 visitors. But since then, the area hasn't seen the right mix of freezing cold and calm winds that make the ice safe to hike. Kayla Durheim says this winter seems better than years past.
It's been more normal. I feel like we had the last two winters had no snow.
Wisconsin has been colder than normal due to a weak La Nina in December, an Arctic cold blast in January that helped boost ice cover on Lake Superior. Inside the caves, ice pillars and chandeliers are made from seeping groundwater and frozen waterfalls. Austin Hamilton of Lake Nebagamon says he wanted his two kids to see the formations while they still can. He blames global warming.
I don't think the sea caves or the ice caves are going to be here much longer.
Lake Superior is among the fastest warming lakes in the world, and maximum ice cover on the Great Lakes has dropped 25% over the last 50 years due to climate change. In Wisconsin, winters are warming faster than other seasons. Amanda Latham is with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office.
With winters becoming warmer in general, that means lake ice is forming a lot later. It's potentially not as thick as what it used to be, or it's taking longer for that lake ice to get thick. There are potentially fewer days where it's good for snowmaking at those ski resorts.
That's assuming they can make snow. Whitecap Mountains in northern Wisconsin calls itself the snowiest ski resort in the state. The ski area has a small snowmaking system because it's long relied on plenty of snow coming off Lake Superior.
Never did we think that we were going to have 1 year, much less two bad years in a row.
That's the resort's owner, Dave Jubin. 2 years ago, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota had their warmest winter on record. Jubin says a lack of snow for the past 2 years put the resort deep in debt. The company that owns and operates Whitecap filed for bankruptcy in November as it fights to survive another winter. This year, the resort has seen more snow than the last two seasons combined. At the top of one of its peaks, four girlfriends from Marquette, Michigan, ski off a chairlift and greet the mountain's manager.
Woo! Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Patty Ketvertis says they've been coming to Whitecap for 15 years.
The snow is great. It's the best it's been in a long time.
And when the snow is good, Diane Ferzaka says there's no place better.
We really don't want to promote it because we want it to ourselves. But we want it to stay viable.
Skiers almost missed their chance to race in the American Birkebeiner during the record warm winter of 2024. The Wisconsin event is North America's largest cross-country ski race, and it wouldn't have happened that year without making and stockpiling snow. Organizers say snow has been better this year, but they still had to adjust their week of events due to recent warm and wet weather. Ben Pop with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation says snowmaking is going to be an important part of their future.
I sure hope that we can host the Berkey 50 years from now, and I know that our climate will be central to that.
As winters continue to get warmer across the region, that window for making snow is getting smaller, and the snow that does fall isn't sticking around as long. As for the ice caves, they were only open to the public for a single day. Ice broke up along Lake Superior's shore during a winter storm, and it's unlikely stable ice would return again this winter. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Wisconsin Today.